Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
I never gave up.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you in to the Greg Shell Show, another edition. Happy Thursday to all our listeners that's listening in near and far on your morning commute. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic day. You ain't letting nobody steal your joy. And I ain't talking about no almond joy. Even if you got an almond joy, even if you don't have an almond joy, you still should have joy. Because joy come from, you know, the Lord, and the Lord is your strength. I believe that anyway. You know, he want to give you the air to breathe, what I'm trying to say. You can yawn and stretch your arms and your legs and all that stuff this morning. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you this morning. I'm excited just to be alive. Beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. Look like the skies don't have it ain't nothing in the sky. It's just crystal blue. Ooh, like the ocean. Oh, my goodness. Like K. John say, on the ocean. What does the song say? My ship is finally come. I don't know. That. I like the song. K. John, you out there, man. I like the song. Y'all, again, we got an amazing show lined up for you. We were talking about some things at the end of the show yesterday. We had an amazing show yesterday. Want to give a shout-out to Chuck Simone all the way in L.A. and Slack Tracks, they was on the show, and Kitty sang, and everybody was on the show yesterday. Boy, it was powerful, I'm telling you. With that being said, let me go ahead and bring on my co-host. She's all the way out of Texas, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Happy Thursday.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you clearly now.
Oh,
the rain is gone. What's going on, family?
Okay, wait a minute. Go ahead, DJ Brad. Then I got my co-host in the house all the way from Williamsburg, Virginia. He's in the house, none other than Brother Grace from Grace Saved Our Church. He in the house. What's happening, man?
Boy, look at here. Every time I get on the line with y'all, I'm in heaven, boy. I'm like a pig in slop, boy. Look at here. I ain't got nothing. I'm like that horse running loose and running wild while you trying to pray that DJ Prayer pro you off that horse.
So wait a minute. So what's going on, DJ Prayer? I want to hear what's going on with you first, and then we going to Williamsburg, Virginia, and see what's going on with my big brother, the CFO. I ain't say no UFO. I say the CFO, the chief financial officer for your boy. He said, I don't trust the other one. I trust him. What's going on, DJ Prep?
You know it.
Huh? Wait a minute. You got me on mute.
Uh-oh. I can't hear. We can't hear you, DJ.
We can't hear you, DJ Prayer. Keep praying. DJ Prayer,
well,
you pray, you pray.
Let me help her out. Amen.
Amen.
I was in one prayer service with DJ Prayer, and she started praying, and everybody looking around and stuff. Everybody raised their heads up. Everybody looking around and waiting on her, to say something. And we all looking at each other, and we looking at her, and she looking at us, looking at her. And then when she raised her head up, she said, "Amen." And somebody said, "We couldn't hear you." She said, "I wasn't talking to you."
Oh, she sure said. She said.
That right, boy. Dude, she taught me something right there. I mean, I was in school one day, and I was in the back of the room, sleep.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you loud and clear.
I wonder what happened.
Oh, curious minds want to know.
Well, I just clicked unmute, and I clicked it back. I click mute and
I'm mute. That sounds like a song. Then what happened, y'all, at the top of the morning? I was watching an amazing movie trailer last night. It was called In the Pastor's Study. Ooh, wait, I had to go on my Facebook page and share that thing. in the pastor study is the hottest new whoop de whoop that's gonna come to your city near you really soon. I'm telling you, that thing had me moving around like an ant was on me. I'm telling you. Brother Gray, what you thought? I need to send you that trailer, man. It's time for it to go forward now.
Well, I've been telling folks about it already. They're waiting on it, boy. I'm trying to tell you, boy. Look at here. I told them, I said, be ready. Sit down. Get you some popcorn, some corn pop, however you want to do it. But be ready.
They got a song say, be ready when he comes. You remember that song when you be in the church with your grandmama and you know when certain people had, you know, the wig was made fitted like they were now. You know, they were halfway on the head. I was famous from the people, too. They had that big old wog of snuff in the bottom of their lip, goodness, and spit, and point their finger at you, boy, you better get right. I'm telling you. Somebody probably don't remember that. I remember that when I was growing up in the country in the church. But they were some sweet people, and boy, when they used to have what they call them Sunday boxes and bring them boxes full of food, oh my goodness, that was just amazing. Yep. Sarah, I don't hear anything. What's going on? Is the weather? What's going on?
I hear you loud and clear. Yes, sir. I hear you.
This DJ Press, you playing with, you know she got a whole new set of dog pounds. They call Snoop Dogg the dog pound, but no, I beg the difference. It's DJ Press. She's dog pound over there. Horse pound, too.
I hear you.
Well, let's go ahead and chop it up about some things. We got Trail Ride Radio, man. Trail Ride Radio is really, really popping. I was listening to it last night. A variety of music, a variety of talent, a variety of different artists that I had never really heard. I am really excited about being a part of that family over there at Trail Ride Radio. And Grace St. Out Church, hopefully you're going to be over there on that platform too with us on, you know, with Grace St. Out Church, where people can watch it from the palm of their hand. Tell them a little bit about Grace St. Out Church.
Look at here. Grace St. Out Church is going to save a whole bunch of churches. You know, our biggest thing is just trying to help ministries. You know, we got to help them out because we all need help somewhere down the line. And I was just talking to a pastor last night. And he said, Brother Grace, no matter what I do, I just can't get approved for no loan. I said, you know what, sir? I said, we just got to come together. We just got to pray. We got to put it to work. You know, you can't just pray and don't put no work to it. You got to put the feet to the prayer. So he said, okay, I understand. I said, I've been trying to work with you for a whole year. Now you're going to call me now and want it to happen. We should have been working for that whole year. Now we can be where you want to be at. But I said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to work right now. We're going to pray that God put his hands to what it is that you want and plow it up, and we're going to get it done. And he said, you know what, Brother Grace? He said, I really like your spirit. I said, I really like your spirit, too. I said, but we still got to put the work in. So you go ahead and you get the whole congregation together. We're going to sit down and we're going to tell everybody to bring their checkbook ledger. Not the checkbook.
Oh.
The checkbook ledger. Okay? Because I don't want them to get nothing. I just want them to bring the ledger. See, what happens is.
Now, what's the checkbook ledger? Money? What is that?
See, the ledger is where you keep track of what you've been spending your money on. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
Because wherever your money is, that's where your heart is. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I ain't got no problem with, you know, you just want a little something to drink on, to sip on. You know, I know Super Bowl coming up. They're buying hot wings.
Yeah.
They're buying chips. They're buying beer. They're buying Hennessy. See, what they can do is look at where their money is going and just say, okay, we spent this amount on the Super Bowl. Let's spend this same amount on moving the ministry forward. You see what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Okay? Now get rid of the Hennessy. You know, instead of the money you spent on Hennessy, just get some Ripple. You know, just buy your bottle of Ripple. You don't have to have no Hennessy. You know, you can write Hennessy on a bottle. You know, get your Black Magic mark, your permanent mark, and write Hennessy on it. But get your bottle of Ripple. okay? And then don't even worry about it. Instead of hot wings, just get some chicken nuggets, okay? So the same amount you spend on those 100 chicken wings, you know, get you 25 nuggets, okay? Where your money is, where your heart is. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, DJ Prayer, what you talking about that? You know, when he not on the line, man, it just be what? You funny, man. You are funny. Oh my goodness.
Gotta keep it real, man. Hey, gotta keep it real.
DJ Prayer, would you be going in the ice box? He called the refrigerator ice
I'm
box.
On the radio.
You go in the ice box and ice up.
Can you even hear?
Oh.
I can hear you.
What you had to say about that response, Brother Grace just said?
Well, you asked me about 2-3 questions, and I ain't got a chance to answer not one of them. So.
You be too full on the draw. You got to draw your girl like John Wayne.
That's all right. I'm over here eating me some ribs. That's why.
See that? That's what I'm talking about. She's licking them fingers, boy. I'm trying to tell you, ain't nothing like some good ribs, boy. Ain't nothing like some good ribs, boy. I tell you what, when the ribs are good, boy, you don't even scratch the grill. You just need that same little barbecue. You just close the grill down, okay? Let that, because see what happened when they make that roux, you see, you know what I'm saying, on collard greens, you don't throw out the grease. You know what I'm saying? We call it grease, but you don't throw out the juice. Okay, because the juice, we call it grease, because the grease, it makes everything slide on through there. But it's really the juice, okay? So you take that juice from the collard green, and you put it in a Ziploc bag, and you freeze it. So when you get ready to cook the next batch, you go ahead and you throw that grease up in there. We call it the grease now. I ain't talking about no oil. I'm talking about the juice, okay? You throw that grease in it so everything can slide right on back where it was from the last time you was in that pot. So you're using that same grease that you was using that you cooked the last batch of collard greens. You see what I'm saying? So same thing with that grill. We don't scratch that grill off. Nuh-uh. You get that barbecue sauce on there from the last time you was on the grill. You just let the grill fire up. When it fire up, it'll burn that on off. We ain't scratching nothing because the last batch of ribs came out good. You know, so that's how we do it. That's how we do it. My wife liked the baby back. I like the ribs. I like those pork ribs. No pork ribs. Boy, ain't nothing like getting that end tip. You get that end tip, ain't nothing like it, boy. Ain't nothing like it. Boy, I'll make you want to slap somebody, mama. But not slap my mama, though. You slap my mama, boy. We're going to have some problems up in here. You better not slap my mama. You know, you slap nobody that look like my mama. Don't even slap my neighbor. Don't even slap my neighbor's mama. I'm trying to tell you, because all my mama's my mama. So you got to watch what you're doing now. Okay, don't let no movie get you in trouble. That movie gets you in trouble.
Oh. Y'all are funny, man. DJ Prayer, you heard all that?
Mm-hmm.
And then now she eating them to my
Hey, I heard
you,
it. I'm thinking about that grill.
Huh?
I'm thinking about the grill.
Oh. Brother Grace, you know she got that big old green thing, look like a big old onion that you put stuff in. I don't know what it's called, but I know it makes some good food.
I know exactly what you're talking about, boy. Take it,
that big old green
thing.
What are you talking about?
It's the egg, baby. The egg. Tell her that, DJ. The egg, baby. It's the egg. That egg, boy, that egg don't be messing around, boy. That egg was so good. I ate some ribs on that egg one time, boy. I was like, man, I said, is it smoky? That thing was smoky. It was pouring out smoke, boy. I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, I got to go get me one of them. So I went to go buy me one of them bad boys. Couldn't find it nowhere. Everybody buying egg. I see eggs over here, eggs over there. Like it was Easter time. Here egg, there egg. Everybody had eggs and stuff. So I went online to go buy me one. They couldn't even, they ain't had no more. You don't have no more eggs. You got a top-selling grill. You ain't got no more eggs. So I'm standing inside Walmart, and I'm just putting up a fit. Where the eggs at? Where the eggs? It's in the grocery store. I ain't looking for no cooked egg. I'm looking for an egg that I can cook in. I'm like, oh, look at this, all the security and stuff. Like something wrong and stuff. I said, I'm looking for an egg, the green egg. There's some green eggs in here. I said, no, the grilled egg. So I had to go online. They escorted me right on up out of there, boy, talking about something wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm looking for the egg. So I went online looking for the egg. Went online looking for the egg. Guess what happened when I went on the line looking for the egg? I went online looking for the egg. They ain't had no eggs online. How you going to not have no eggs online? How? How you going to do that? You selling something that's selling like hotcakes and stuff. But guess what I came across? I came across a commando. You know, I'm a soldier, boy. Commando. I'm like, what's a commando? I'm like, they say it's shaped like an egg. It looked like an egg, but it's a commando. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, hold on. I ran upstairs. I put on a pair of my old army boots. I put on a daggone pair of my military fatigues and stuff. Put on took a minute to find one of those, my hats and stuff. I said, all right, I'm going to put one of my military hats on, boy. I ordered that bad boy. And shoot, I was standing outside, boy, standing at attention. Before he was driving by, he showing up, done lost his mind. He done really went crazy and stuff. They said, he was calling. The police came and said, excuse me, you all right, sir? I said, yeah, I'm waiting on the commando. They said, who the commando? They ain't got no more eggs. I'm looking on the commando. They say, who, do you live here? I said, yeah, I live here. Well, you think I'd be standing here if I didn't live here? I'm waiting on the commando. And then asked him some identification. I got to show you no identification. Did I break the law? They said, well, no, I don't got to show you no ID. You got to break a law for somebody. You got to show a police. I ain't got to show you. I ain't got to show you my ID. I ain't broke no law. You going to arrest me? But you going to charge me with something? Okay. That's when my wife came to the door. She said, can I help you, officer? The officer said, I'm just trying to see his ID. He ain't going to be his ID. He'll show you the dog tag, though. But he ain't going to show you no ID. I can tell you that right now. And she said, is he all right? Yeah, he's waiting on the commando. He tried to order A, but he's waiting on the commando. 4 days later, the commando showed up, boy. 4 days later, I was standing outside all night long. 4 days. 4 days in the rain. 4 days. 4 days. Not 3 days.
Now,
4 days.
Now, what is a commando? What is that? What is that?
Commando is just like the egg, but it's twice the egg size, okay?
Oh.
And then not only that bad boy, so when they showed up, right, you know, I had to go make a little trip. I had already been outside for 4 days. I said, let me go on up the street. I had to go up the street and look for all this stuff. Then I saw this truck drive by. Then the truck drove by, and I said, excuse me. I said, are you lost? He said, no, we just dropped off a commando. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, on life and court? He said, yeah. I said, all right, thank you. I ran on across my neighbor's yard. Neighbor, you tell me, don't run in my yard. I'm like, shoot, I ain't running in your yard. I'm running to my yard. I'm going to run in your yard. I'm running to my yard. I just come across your yard, but I'm going to my yard. Shoot, I know that bad boy is sitting on a pallet. That's how you deliver some stuff. It's sitting on the pallet. So I said, okay, then I went and got my neighbor. The neighbor said, I said, you grab that side. I grabbed that side. Both of our bags about broke. None of us lifted up. Couldn't neither one of us, boys. I saw some folks taking a refrigerator in the house next door, and two young strong bucks. They got this kind of thing that you put around your shoulder, you throw it up under the refrigerator, and those boys bent down, they tightened it up, they stood up, and the refrigerator stood up like it was a position of attention. I said, hot so mighty, boy. I said, those are real strong bucks right there. So I waited till they went on in the house, they thrown the other refrigerator out, they walked down the stairs with the refrigerator, just two of them. I'm like, dang on them boys strong. I said, them boys strong. So boy named Tom said, hey. They said, yes, sir. I said, you want to make some money? I seen how y'all handled that refrigerator. They said, yeah, what you want is to move? I said, I just got this little small commando right there taking my backyard. Dude said, drive off, man, drive off. I said, hold on. So I stood in front of the truck. I said, why y'all don't even want to hear me? He said, what kind of commando you got? I said, I don't know. It's just a commando. I don't know nothing about it. Who ordered it? So he got out of the truck, and they went around there, and the dude started cussing. I said, hold on, man. We don't do no cussing around here, man. I don't do no cussing in my yard. Now, you go to the neighbor's yard to cuss, but you're going to be cussing in my yard. This is a holy land. Holy land. So he said, sir, there's two types of commandos. He said, there's a small commando and there's a large commando. I said, okay, then. I said, which one I got? He said, you got the big boy. I said, hot, no matter. I got the big boy. He said, that's going to take some muscles to get that. I said, I just say y'all pick up a refrigerator. He said, you don't understand. We can't snatch that up off the ground. He said, we got to break it apart. Do you know them jugglers took the thing apart? They took the top off. They took the bottom off. They took the saran off. Like, damn. So glad I got a strong deck. But
dang,
we won, though.
What?
The commando ain't no foot, boy.
Yeah, going on. I was trying to see what was going on right there. I don't know if we was off the air, online, or whatever. But, man, you are so funny. You are funny. DJ Brad, you ain't get a chance to answer what I asked, and I see we got another call. I look like we got life lessons on the line. Go ahead and...
Good morning.
Go ahead, life lessons. Wait a minute. Let me go in the order that is in the order it was received. DJ Brad, where you at? You be muting me, got me in the ice box.
You can't hear me?
What we doing? I can hear you now. What's going on?
Okay. Huh? We got a cop on the line.
Yeah, that's life lesson. That's the puppet, brother.
Wow. Okay, well, let's go to the puppet master.
Oh.
Well, here I am.
What's going on? Let's clap up the puppet. Let's clap up the puppet Tilko. He going to be one of the featured acts on the Greg Sheldon Dinner Show. Man, look at him. Welcome. Happy Thursday. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Blessed, highly favored. I thank God for this blessed and wonderful day. I'm looking at the sky here in Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia, on my way down to Jacksonville, Florida.
In Valdosta. Okay.
Yeah, passing through Valdosta right now. So it's looking beautiful. Sky looks wonderful. One of those days that make you want to just pull a truck over and just go lay down in the grass and just stare at the sky and think about all the wonderful things that God has done for you. But I can't pull a truck over. I got somebody load. I got to get it to them. So.
Oh, man. I know the feeling. Yeah, we did that for 20-some years, man. We had our own authority and everything.
Oh, really? Wow. And y'all was doing that from out of what state?
We was all over. We went everywhere. We traveled, and we got tired of it, and we gave the truck to our son. You can have it. We're through. We don't want it anymore. Bye.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, I like it. I'm all 48 states. So
yeah,
I get a chance to see it all.
50, whatever it was, 54, I think it was. I'm not sure. 52.
But y'all went to Canada as well?
We didn't go to Canada, but we could have, but we didn't go. We went as far as New York, and then as far as California, Colorado, and all the states in between, Florida, everywhere.
Okay, so y'all was 48 states there, because outside of that, you have to take a boat to Hawaii.
Dang!
And if y'all weren't driving across that Atlantic, if y'all were, you know, that'd be a different kind of load delivery.
Yeah, we was able to. We just didn't go.
Yeah.
We didn't take any kind of that.
Yeah, 48 states. That's, you know, all from from Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Florida, if you're making a X, and then from all the way, what's that, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine, all the way from there down to California, South Cali, Texas.
Yeah, we did a lot of
y'all be
and reefer, man, that's Swanson. They pay really good. You haul a coal
reefers,
load for Swanson. Oh, man, we was hauling Swanson. We were like, can we get another load, man? And they was like, we got you.
Brother Greg, they having a truckload moment. They having a trucker's moment.
Yeah, the thing that got me was I could not stand using a different toilet. So we got our own portable toilet. And, you know, using the different showers. You know, I hated that. So we learned to wear shoes in the showers and stuff like that, you know. But I don't know. We just got tired of all of that, you know, you run into racism too in the church staff. So we just got tired of doing all that. Venture out.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do another trucking venture, just a different type of truck.
So,
Go
ahead.
No, I'll say, yeah, that's some of the drawbacks to being, you know, truck driving, because everybody don't clean their bathroom properly.
Oh, man.
And, you know, so it's a struggle. I have learned to carry with me two spray bottles, the heavy duty sprays, where one is full of soap, the other one full of water. I don't care how wet this flow gonna get. I'm gonna get me a shower.
That's it. You gotta get a shower every day, you know.
I want to say this. I commend our truck drivers.
I think they sanitize and re-clean it. Thank you.
I commend truck drivers. I leave a tip for the clean bathrooms.
Oh,
but thank you, sir.
Well, watch this, you guys. I'm gonna play a track this morning. It's by one of the artists that was on. He started with me in the beginning stages, Daryl Thomas. He got a song called "Thank You, Lord." We're gonna go ahead and play it, and we're gonna come back, y'all, as we take you on our morning commute.
Can we play Kitty after that?
Yeah, we can play Kitty after that. We're gonna play Kitty, and then we're gonna come back with Brother Grace. And y'all hear first right here on the Grace Chair Show. We'll be right back.
If you're riding your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on.
Let's go. This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will lead my voice to sing to you, oh Lord. When I think about all the things you've done, all the ways you made, I wanna say thank you.
Hey, y'all, what's that? Well, welcome you back to the show. We're getting ready to play this track by Kitty Sang, and it's called, well, yeah, DJ Prayer, you got to play the track. I know where the track at. That's what we about to do. We about to play the track. Y'all, we got an amazing, like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on. We will be doing our first dinner show. The Greg Show Dinner Show will be this Saturday in South Florida at 6252 Pembroke Road, Miramar, Florida. And that's 33023. Gino's Best Tasted. I'll be doing our first pre-launch of the Greg Show Dinner Show. You want to come hang out with us? It's going to be an amazing time, amazing food, amazing talents that's going to be there to showcase the talent. And, you know, I figure, you know, we don't need to procrastinate. We need to get it in. And the address, again, is 6252 Pembroke Road. That's Miramar, Florida, 33023. Now, we're also getting ready for the Revival Fire. That's going to be that Sunday. So I'll be there the whole weekend in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, getting it in the Lauderhill area with Revival Fire with none other than Prophet Gino Tyus Sherman. Really excited about that. Of course, you know, we are getting prepared for my birthday bash, and I got to get the location, but it will be February the 24th. I'll be celebrating 53 years, God's willing, of being alive, and I'll also be celebrating 15 years of being married to my beautiful wife, Linda Shell, right here in Orlando, Florida. We will be married on paper 15 years, been together 17 years. Ooh-wee. I gotta give a little shout out to Gordon Capone. She been in the game 30 years. Her and her husband Rizzy, they just had a big situation out there in Texas. Boy, I'm telling you, and to my brother Grace Saved Our Church. I don't know how many years he's been in tied in there. How many years, brother Grace?
Yeah, I think 106 years. We've been together so long, it had to be about 106.
Y'all together at the toenail later.
Now, I'm just saying, remember Noah lived across the street? Huh? Remember Noah lived right across the street? Noah. He lived right across the street.
Oh.
And then Jehoshaphat lived around the corner. And Ruth lived up the street.
Jezebel
was all, everywhere. She was always at somebody's house. She was just trying to get some sugar. She was getting more than sugar. That Jezebel is something else, boy. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to put a business out there, but you go on Facebook and see it for yourself.
Yeah, I got
just don't drink the Kool-Aid, brother. Just don't drink the Kool-Aid. You all right.
And don't tell them where your strength is. Don't tell her something. Your strength is in your hair. How many years for you, brother? How many years you been married, if you don't mind me asking?
This April will make 26 years.
Wow.
So I think that according to brother here, I think that translates to 256 years.
That's it.
Man,
that's
y'all,
it.
That's it. Man, I'm telling you, man.
26 years this April we'll be celebrating. Yep.
Wow. DJ Prayer, 30 years, man. They got 30 years in. I think they had like 30 some groomsmen. and bridesmaids. Boy, I couldn't make it to the wedding. I was strapped up, boy, but I'm going to go still celebrate their wedding. We're going to go out there and eat a pig feet or something. A pig feet, a hog tail. I love pig feet and pigtails. I'm sorry. Somebody told me, you shouldn't be eating that pork. No, I shouldn't be eating it, but I want it. I'll eat a whole lot of pork now. Huh?
Yeah, you got to eat it in moderation because that's hard to let go. Some good old ribs.
Don't get Brother Gray started up with them ribs. He's talking about how the oil run off and keep it in a plastic bag and all that stuff like that. So life lessons. Tell us a little bit. I know the puppet's getting ready to come alive, and you and Brother Gray's getting ready to do some virtual stuff out there in Williamsburg, Virginia. We are getting ready to do production for Grace Aid to our church. I got to head out to Williamsburg, Virginia, getting ready to do some production for Life Lessons, production piece. Tell them what they can expect from the puppet aspect.
Y'all can expect to laugh. Laugh at life as you learn a lesson. We believe that, you know, throughout all of it, there should be something that you take away from the table. These are not harsh jokes. These are not jokes to make a person feel bad, to pick at you, but it's something to help you realize life and help have your stomach hurting. So that's what we're looking to do for the community, man. Because if there's anything that I've liked in life or that I've noticed that people would say, you know, I love to make people laugh. It's just the sound of laughter for me is just not only medicine for them, but medicine for me, you know, to know that I brought joy to somebody's life. And so that's what you guys can expect, man. All kind of shows. We got shows to deal with some of everything, man. From swimming lessons to how to walk with the Holy Spirit. We even got some superhero shows to have a rap battle between two puppets to see which one was the best. We got a lot of things going on. Yeah, so it's a very broad show, you know. So, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to put it in the box because you don't never know what we might want to talk about next.
Brother Grace was very impressed, boy, when he seen that piece that I forwarded over to him. Brother Grace, what you thought about the puppet in the pulpit? That was funny to me.
It depends. It depends.
Uh-oh.
It depends.
What it depends on?
I needed some depends. I was laughing so hard, I had to get some depends on. I had to go. I'm telling you, my stomach was hurting and stuff. You know, I'm like, shoot, boy. I'm like, some folks don't look around talking about, do y'all smell something? Shoot, I don't smell nothing. I ain't going to tell them my own self, but I showed that went on myself. I went on myself about 2-3 times. I thought it was a fart, but it was more than a fart. So I had to get up out of there. I said, oh, yeah, I had a good time up in here. I think I hear my car alarm going off. I'll be back. You think I'm coming back up in there? They knew it was me because the room got fresh after I left about there. So it depends. You better have some depends on. I don't care what you got. I don't care how you're wearing them. Especially wearing those sweatpants. You see, nowadays, those young boys, we want to wear those sweatpants, try to be all cool and stuff. But when they get our age, I'm trying to tell you, when you hit over 40, shoot, you think you're going to fart. There won't be no fart. There'll be some of that gray stuff coming down your legs. So it depends. It depends if you got some on or not.
I want my depend with a big G in the back. I'm going to get me a pair. I want a big G in the back stand for God and Greg.
What, you going to make your pants sag too? Your pants going to be sagging so they can see the G?
I want to have, my depend got to have some swag with it. You know what I mean? I'll put a big G on the back, put a G on it.
Oh, my God.
So watch this, with that depend, because one thing about urine, it goes to smelling like ammonia after so long, right? And so, Brother Grace, you are funny. So you laughed so hard that you had to, because you kept saying depend. So you had to put on a depend because it was so funny, the puppet in the pulpit.
I came with the depend. When you're going somewhere, and you know you're going to be laughing, you need to put something on, especially like ball games and stuff. You know how far the bathroom is from a ball game? And I'm trying to tell you, you got those legs on. Sometimes at the basketball game, I can trip a referee, but the restroom is 5 hours from there, it seems like. If I go up all them stairs and then folks telling me excuse me and then want to tell me something to drink and stuff, too. By the time I get to the bathroom, I want them myself. So now all I do is cross my legs. I can trip a referee. And if somebody does and the crowd goes, ah, that's when I let it out. I wish they get good enough. I let it all out at one time. You know, those depends suck everything up, boy. They suck it up, boy. I don't know how they do it, but it depends.
Tell them about it, figure up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, y'all are too funny. Y'all are taking the morning ride and the morning commute. On your morning commute, hopefully you are enjoying this episode of the Greg Shale Show. I am, boy. I'm telling you, you don't know what to expect, but expect to be lifted up, empowered, encouraged. Let's get to a more serious side. I want to let the world know, Donald Trump, if you're out there, I would love to have you on the Greg Shell Show. I want, you know, I think people need to talk on their own. So all the anybody who's affiliated with Donald Trump, I want y'all to tell him I would love to have him on the show so he can tell his story. I want to hear it. I mean, I don't like going on here saying, like Brother Gray tell me, he my CFO, he teaches me, coaches me in the right way. DJ Prayer coached me, you know what I mean? And we just like this. We like factual information, not no opinionated information. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. What y'all think? What you think about that, Brother Gray?
It depends. It depends if he's going to be telling the truth or it depends if he's going to be lying. Because I'm trying to tell you, boy, I just want the truth. Don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, that's all we want. We just want the truth.
Just say what it is. But if it's going to be truth, then say the truth. I ain't got a problem with someone. I remember how you come across somebody and they see a baby. Oh, that baby's so beautiful. They know doggone well that baby ain't beautiful. That baby just as ugly as I don't know what. That baby will eventually be beautiful because I've learned that ugly babies become beautiful babies. Have you ever went to school where somebody was so ugly and then 15 years later you see them, you're like, they be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, do I know you? They're like, yeah, we went to school together. Oh, you ugly Josephine, as you say, like, yeah, you fine in a mug, boy. What happened to you? Don't you know ugly babies become some beautiful, fine babies? Let me tell you something right now. You need to know this, young folks. You need to know that if someone is ugly, they're going to be bad when they grow up. So you better take notes. Back at you, sir.
Yeah. They go from the ugly duckling to the beautiful swan.
Uh-huh.
And guess what, though? That's where your life, that's the way our life is, really. You can start out real ugly and rocky, you know, a whole bunch of negative things going on. But your negative could actually be a positive if you apply it in a positive way. You know what I mean? I hear so many people talking about they came from the project, but they not projected because they decided to leave and make a better life for themselves. Other people get envy and jealous because they didn't stay in the barrel. So I want to encourage somebody out there today. And today, you know, I'm just out of that. We're going to do a hot topic. I want to encourage somebody to let you know that just because you're in a negative situation, you be that positive light to shine through the negativity because it's only making you strong. It's building your spiritual muscles. It's building your insight. It's building your character. It's teaching you what to do and how to do it, how to maneuver and stuff like that. So that's going to be the hot topic for today. My hot topic for today is, and I haven't been doing a hot topic, but we're about to go ahead and get ready to officially release the Greg Shell radio broadcast as well as the new TV show and all the other new broadcasts that are about to come forth. But my hot topic for today is this. How do you handle yourself when you're trying to be positive and you in a negative situation? You in a negative situation. Everything around you is negative. It's dysfunctional. It's not cool. It's not whatever. And you still trying to bear. How do you deal with that? And I'm gonna give it to you life lessons first. What's your answer? What you feel about this hot topic and how would you address it to the world today?
You know, as I think about what you're asking here, we can handle these things in a number of different ways. And one of the ways that I'm thinking about is Jesus, how he handled time. And his time management was that I could be around everybody. He hung with the sinners. He hung with with all the people that were most likely still dealing with a lot of issues, a lot of things, a lot of concerns. He's healing. He's helping. He's ministering. And these are a lot of forces to deal with. And he would steal away. There are sometimes it's okay to take yourself out of the situation and
That's
go
cool.
and meditate yourself back into your strength. Because a lot of times we're in negative situations and we could be the positive source that turns that negative, but we may get weak. We may get tired. We may get, just boggled down by, oh, my God, how many times do I got to tell them, stop thinking like this? How many times I got to tell them to stop doing this? I'm surrounded completely by idiots. But then you take your time and you say, you know what, I'm not. I'm going to just steal away. And let me get myself back to a place of walking in the gentleness and the kindness and the patience of God and the word that we all hate to say, the long-suffering of the Spirit of God, that, you know, while we're going through it. You know, sometimes we look at negative things and also negative people as sometimes as that they're different. But there's always a moment in life where everyone plays that part. Where we may say the wrong thing, we may do the wrong thing. And when we play that part, we know how bad it feels to be that way. And we repent immediately. We turn back to God and we ask God, don't let me ever do that again. But the person that was hurt saw us as a negative person or a negative influence or something that hurt us. And as we continue to see it in this light, then we'll know that even that person that may be doing something right now that is negative, that's hurtful, that is not in the right position of where they should be, we can also look with the same eyes of forgiveness that Christ looked at us when we were on that side of the plane, and we needed that forgiveness, and we needed that help to get back into the positive light. We have to get ourselves back to that idea that we should continuously walk in love, continuously walk in patience with one another and kindness, because at any given moment, it could be you. I know the Bible tells us that we should, you know, if our brother is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. And, you know, when I look at negative things that happen in my life, sometimes, and not all the time that I did it perfect, but a lot of times I was able to walk away and say, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And to get ourselves back to walking with God, because I tell you, if you're not careful, this world will try to make you like them. And when I say them, meaning that those that follow the spirit of the world and not the spirit, not the Holy Spirit, it will get you to act just like them, and you'll be acting all kind of out of character. I don't care.
Correct.
I've been the one that's done acting all out of character because I was trying to refute with the same type of energy that I was trying to overcome. So you can't use the enemy's weapons. You know, you can't use the enemy's weapons to beat the enemy. He said you overcome evil with good. So the moment I start acting in outside of the character of God, I'm losing because I'm losing myself and I'm not helping the other person. So, you know, that's how I would see that, you know, that when we're surrounded by negative things, think into the positive. Think about what would Jesus do, and not to, you know, go to that. Well, they would say something that would be taboo today in a certain sense, but what would he do? What would a person that believes that the power of the Holy Spirit and love is stronger than anything in this world, no matter what hate or negativity you see, how to think that way, how to remain that way? Because in that, there is life, there is peace, there is joy, there is power, and you know, we don't let ourselves be overtaken by the negative. And not to say that anybody is perfect at it. But if you can eliminate that and just keep pushing for that 100 because that 99 and a half won't do, then you could Hezekiah walk yourself right into a blessing.
So watch this. I'm going to put a pin in. We're going to come back with Brother Grace all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. But I want to play this track here. As the Spirit of the Lord lead by Bishop Paul Morton is saying, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but He's been good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
Hey, you always had. I want to welcome you back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that powerful, powerful chat by none other than Bishop Paul Morton right here exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Our topic for today is how can you work through a negative situation? Well, how can you be positive in a negative situation wherever you may be, whether it's on your job, in your home, wherever you're at? It's something to that nature. That's what we're talking about today. And Hopefully y'all enjoyed that amazing chat again by none other than Bishop Paul Morton. Brother Greg, you got the line. That was a powerful answer by you too, Brother Life Lesson. That was an amazing answer. Brother Grace, you got the line, man. What did you think about how would you deal with the situation, and what did you think about the comment or the statement that Life Lessons make?
You know what? Some things we just have to remember. One of the most difficult stories in the Bible was Job. Job lost everything. But what folks fail to realize is it wasn't really what he lost. It was the three that came to visit him. The three that came to visit him, they was talking too much. They talked so much they got themselves in trouble. That God was hot at them. And then they had to be forgiven. How can you go to help someone and get in trouble? That's like getting fired on your day off. You know, so we gotta realize when someone is going through something, even us, sometimes we just gotta just close our mouths and realize, naked I came into this world, naked I leave out of here. Don't get your emotions out and caught up in no decision making. Sometimes people just make some permanent decisions in some temporary situations. Joe just closed his mouth. His wife, I would have got rid of her. You know, I know God don't like divorce, but I would have got rid of her. I said, woman, look, I tell you what, I love you. We're gonna stay married, but you got to get up out of here. I'm trying to recover. I'm trying to recoup. And then I got these three friends here in my house and stuff, sitting outside on the back deck with me. And they out here trying to figure out what I did wrong. I ain't done nothing wrong. Doggone. I'm trying to help y'all by keeping my mouth closed. I'm trying to show y'all something. But sometimes we just got to just keep our mouth closed and just trust God. Back to you, sir.
Yeah.
Man, that is good. I got to clap. Boy, I got to clap that one right there up for real.
Wow.
Hey, y'all, the phone lines are wide open with the hot topic for today is, you know, how can you push through a negative situation? How can you use a positive piece to push through a negative situation when you're in a negative, when you're around negative, in a negative surrounding? DJ Prayer, are you there?
I think so.
Oh, there she go. Now, I pose this question to you, too. If you're in a negative situation and you the positive one, how would you deal with that, and how could you share that to the world?
Oh, well, I just laugh at the dumb. You know, a lot of people, they say this and say that. And I just laugh. Because I refuse to let anything negative hinder my joy. Like Brother Grace said a while ago, I forgot what he said, but what he said has based on what I meant. As far as,
I'm barely hearing you. Can you get in your mic a little bit? I'm sorry.
Negative stuff, you know, it's the devil. So resist the devil and he will flee. Just resist the devil and he will flee. That's it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Resist the devil and he'll flee.
My take on it is this, and you know, I think all of us have been victimized in one facet or another in regards to just trying to do what you do, and everybody, you know, every hindering spirit or every type of spirit is in your way. And I go back and reflect back to what Life Lesson said, as well as what Brother Gray said. I use Joseph, for example. Joseph, a man of God, you know, he had favor with his dad and his father in the earth, and his father, you know, really loved Joseph. Kind of like reminds me of my grandma really loved me. And so in that, you get a lot of repercussion, get a lot of backlash. Anyway, he shared a mere dream with his brothers. that they would bow down to him and whatever, whatever, whatever. So what I've gathered from that and what I want to share with somebody is this. You got to know who you are. You got to know the responsibility and the assignment that God has given you. And you got to stay focused on the path that he gave you. So when everything come against you in an adverse way, in a negative way, know that you are headed for greatness, because it wouldn't come after you if you weren't great. And the greatest is inside of you, because God says greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. Once you accept him and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died and were resurrected on the cross, and you rose on the third day with all power. And you believe that in your heart, no matter what they be coming at you with, Buddha, Allah, whoever. You stay focused on that, and God's going to come in, and whatever spirits that's in you that's not right, he's going to remove it. He's going to clean your house. He said, he knock at the door. I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever let me come in, I'm going to come in, and I'm going to have a meal with you. And a meal with you is simply opening up your mind to divine kingdom business, to the great resources that he do have in store for you. Joseph's brothers, in the end, put him in a hole, buried him, lied and say he was killed and muscled by an animal or something like that. And, I mean, he went through so many different trials. When he thought he was on the right path again, he's in Potiphar's house and chilling and whatever, and his wife, you know, is that, you know what I mean? And he turned her down, and most people get mad when you turn them down. And so when he turned her down, she lied on him. And so as the husband, he didn't want to get rid of Joseph, you know, because Joseph was good people. Joseph was bringing blessings to him. A lot of people want your blessing, but they, you know, they be whatever. So I guess his hands were tied because his wife was lying, just like the wife lied when the king, when John got his head cut off, John the Baptist. So the moral of the story is, in the end, the dream that needed to have been told properly to Pharaoh, Joseph was the only one that could reveal that dream. So I want to encourage our listeners today that in that everything that we said and what we talking about, you can't reveal your dreams to everybody because they're not going to understand it. I don't care if it's your mama, dad, cousin, whoever. If they're not on the page to help you grow your dream, they're not an asset. They're a liability. They'll tell a lie and have the ability to tell another lie. But you can take your ass and set on the blessings that God has for you. And when he give them to you, he's going to tell you how to distribute those blessings. So I want to encourage you today. All of the ones that put Joseph in a hole or put you in a hole or put me in a hole or put somebody in a hole, they had to come back to the one that they put in the hole. He just had a different look about himself. He had a different light because he sat on the right hand of the king. And they had to come back, and he still showed them love. That's what love do. It covers a multitude of sins. It covers a multitude of situations. So if you're facing a situation, a major giant, whether it's financially, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whatever it is, pray to the Lord God Almighty through his son, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. It might not happen overnight. Some things he do overnight. Some things he can do whenever he wanted to do. He can do it whenever he wants to. But just know that angels, you know, demonic forces be, you know, the angels be wrestling, fighting with the demons to get your blessing to you when you pray. Because once you pray, God has already heard you. And he's just waiting to get it to you in the proper time. That's why he tell you to be patient. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. And that's why right now, me and Life Lessons back on the line, he sowed. When you sow a seed in the ground, whatever kind of seed it is, you should be expecting the harvest. Don't be praying just because it sounds good. Pray so that you are looking to receive something from Christ. He's your Father in heaven. He's your Heavenly Father. And so I wanted to leave you with this today. If you don't hear anything else I say, just know if he did it for Job, if he did it for Joseph, he did it for Abraham. Abraham, you're going to have a baby. You're gonna get a son. And then after you get it, say go kill him. How is that? What? But when you do it with your mustard seed faith, because he's looking at your heart. This man loved me. He's gonna go kill his son. But it ain't his son, it's God's son, because God's the one who gave it to him. But God, when he see that type of faith in you, he can bless you unconditionally. So that's my piece on it, y'all, today. Hallelujah.
Right. Praise God on that. Praise God on that. Praise God on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about Trail Ride Radio. That's right. Trail Ride Radio, I need to play a commercial for Trail Ride Radio, because it's coming. I know it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. What do you think about the Greg Jerry Show, Life Lesson? We've been together now 6 days. On the seventh day, something like that was going to happen.
Yeah. Keep marching around these Jerichos. Yeah.
Now
I'm enjoying
these shows. We marching the rest. Huh?
I said, I'm enjoying these shows. It's awesome to be, you know, back to doing something that I enjoy to do. You know, to be there to encourage people and, you know, doing my puppet stuff again. You know, I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying my time with you, my brother.
Well, to God be the glory. Brother Grace, what do you think about life lessons?
Hey, life lessons is a blessing, man. You know, I could find a rainy day and pick out a whole bunch of blessings, rainbows, worms, flowers being watered and blooms and stuff. It's how you look at it, you know. If you can't
That's
find
right.
the good in something, then maybe something wrong with you. And maybe something ain't good about you. So, hey, look at here. Every day is a blessing that we can be walking on dirt and dirt on your nut. And we're not laying in the casket looking at the roof of the church and somebody telling the truth. Back to you, sir.
Man, that's so powerful. DJ Prayer, what you think about my our new brother? Life lesson. You probably got me on mute.
I
don't understand with you.
I don't like baloney.
Huh? You don't like baloney?
No.
You don't? I love baloney. How you pronounce
it? It's fried. It has to be fried.
Oh. What do you think about our new brother, Life Lesson, the puppeteer that's going to be on the road with us? I got to get him on Trail Ride Radio, too. I got to get his show on Trail Ride Radio.
I'm excited to see some of the shows. I saw some, but, you know, I'm excited to see more.
Huh? Watch this.
No.
Like a good neighbor, the Greg Shell Show is there.
Shut up.
We're going to talk about the news today. The news. What's going on in the news? Well, one news is Grace Saved Our Church. It is coming to your city. It's coming to your TV. You might as well get ready. Grace Saved Our Church, it's a TV series that's going to highlight and showcase individual ministries that has a need to receive funding. And, you know, it's going to show you how they can get it. And in that interim, I think you're going to be with it. Tell them a little bit. You looking for some good praise teams and all that stuff, right? Because all that comes with the church, right, Brother Gray?
I definitely do, but I always believe that the head has to lead the way. The men,
right.
The men of the church have to lead the way. Because what happens is it prevents the murmuring and complaining. Okay? You can see someone being blessed or someone doing the blessing. But you always got someone that's sitting back there in the back that is trying to figure out what's in it for you, what's in it for them, you know. And the thing that I felt that folks fail to realize is when you're taking care of God's business, you're going to always be taken care of. So if I'm just dealing with men, I can put them in a room, and I can say this right here. If you can't see the vision of your pastor, it's okay. It's okay for you. Grab your stuff right now. it's okay for you to go ahead and walk out the room right now. Okay, I ain't putting you out of the church. I'm just putting you out of my meeting. Okay, I'm just putting you out of my meeting because I need positive energy in here, and I need men that's going to step up to the plate. Okay, and if you can't step up to the plate, I just need some good cheerleaders. Okay, I ain't trying to call you a woman. I'm just I need someone that's going to be right there and say, hey, I don't have this, but I can do this right here. I can support you. I can help root you on. I can help do this. Just show me what you got. And then what you got is more than enough because everything that we need is in the body of Christ. So I don't need a whole bunch of negative energy. So that's my key thing right there. I need positive energy around me, especially when I'm trying to help you. You ain't trying to help me. I'm trying to help you. Okay, so with that being said, back to you, sir.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Well, I ain't never seen nobody go to church. How you doing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I asked you that. I asked you how you doing. So the moral of the story is I never seen people in church that's supposed to be positive. The church is supposed to be a spiritual hospital for those who are spiritually weak or spiritually wounded. And they kill you in there. They kill you in the church. I'm saying if you're dead, we might well go ahead and drink your whole foot tub of water because they're going to kill you most. It's one thing. They lie, they steal, they cheat, they manipulate. And if you're not one of those churches, I'm not talking to you, but if you're one of them churches, you need to stop doing it. Stop pimping God, stop playing, and be real. You got people like brother, like Life Lesson we were talking on yesterday. You got five churches on one street, and nobody get along with nobody. One church got seven members, one got 10. One maybe had 30, and they won't come together. And the community is a mess.
Exactly. It'd be the worst communities. It make you wonder what y'all doing. We need all these churches, and ain't nobody got this neighborhood together right yet. What's going on? But I believe what Jesus said, by this men will know you my disciples when you have love for one another. And I think it's a lot of churches out there faking. They don't have love. They got thrones, and they want to sit on their thrones, you know. And they can't go and you know get with their brother church right down the street and help the neighborhood get back together because they need the glory. They need their church to be the one that get the name. They need this that, instead of Christ getting the glory. They want the glory. And we're watching this breakdown of what church is supposed to be. And I ain't talking about all of them. We ain't talking about all of them. There's some good churches out there. We're talking about those ones that it's just enough of that. It's just enough of that. You ain't walking in love. If you got five members, you got 10 members, and you struggling because you trying to get these 10 members to pay for the rent, the light, the parking lot fund. The pastor anniversary. These 10 members, five of them on fixed income coming from the state. Two of them baby mamas that all they got is food stamps. And you trying to get all of them to do what it take a lot. When all you got to do is walk up the street, shake hands with your fellow brother, and say, "Look, man, I got 10, you got 5. Let's come together. Let's see what we can do to bring."
Well, we talking about the churches.
Well, we talking about certain people that abusing the churches, and they ain't been the church. They just won't have a title of the church.
Well, that's why I wrote that movie in the pastor's study. When you're a choir director, a Sunday school teacher, and a church secretary, and you really, really want to know about God, but then every time you bring somebody to church, they tell you they sleeping with the pastor, and then prove it to you by calling you while he's in the bathroom washing up. Come on.
Whoa.
In the pastor's study.
What? In the pastor's study. I'm so glad you're part of that. I'm talking about the pastor even had the panties on somebody's head. Oh, I can't wait. In the pastor study, y'all, I'm telling you, and you know, it's not to belittle nobody, but if it's you, please stop doing it, because in the pastor study is not just a movie. So it's not a one-time piece. You're going to be able to see it all the time because it's a TV series as well.
Based on
a
true story.
Based on true story. It ain't fictitious. Yep, because I got a whole bunch of people. I got, huh? Do you know the most people who hurt me were pastors and preachers and bishops?
Wow.
They said, Greg Shell, you can sing, you look decent, and you can bring me some congregation, and you can make some plenty of money. As long as you get in this clique, I say, they're all little like, I didn't tell them to do none of that.
Make plenty of money.
Yeah. He said, I can make plenty of money, because they were riding in them Mercedes. One of the pastors that told me that, he had 7 bodyguards when you walk into church. And he gave 7 women the AIDS in the church and 5 women.
Well, that's
he
why
gave
he
what?
Didn't make plenty of money, because it wasn't for him. It wasn't for God. It was for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna let him do business with me with a barbershop piece, and God told me to go back and get my money. And then he did all that in the church, and yeah. Then he didn't want to leave the church. The police had to throw him out of the church.
Yeah, I just seen that. I just seen a video about that lady come to the church screaming, yelling, she pregnant. They trying to get the pastor out of the church.
Oh, man.
And he don't want to leave. It was a mess, too.
One episode.
That sounds like in the pastor's study. in the pastor's study.
I couldn't understand what they were saying. Now, this ain't no
huh?
Music. It's real talk. I was, and they screaming. I seen one of them with a knife. The other one got some scissors. And they all heading toward the entry of the church. And then next thing you know, the truck is getting scratched up with different kind of, you know, knives or scissors or whatever they scratching that truck up with. So probably the preacher confessed.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, it's bad when you done went up that high. And then you got to tell everybody, because you know, one thing about the devil, he going to put you out there and let you think you the biggest whoop-de-whoop in the world. And then when it's time to pay him back, you going to look like a fool. Because that's what you were, a fool. A fool, because at the end of the day, I don't care if you leave 1 or 2 people, but don't leave no thousands and thousands of people. But people got to realize that it ain't the man. It's the message that's in the man that you supposed to be following, not what he got going on. Because some, you know, women be so high, they come to church, no underwear on, all that stuff. And, you know, man, it's just so much. And I'm sorry, Greg, they're still going to put it out there, and you know, so that you can be correct. When you heal, he say he can give you a double-edged sword. It cuts you and heal you at the same time. At the same time. So, Brother Greg, we ain't got but a few more minutes left in the show. What you got to say? I just love this conversation here on Greg Shell Show.
Love. Love conquers all.
Yes.
Love conquers all. Love conquers all. And that one that have not sinned and think they can't sin will be the very first one that is due to sin. Back to you, sir. Mm. Love.
Man, that's powerful. Yeah. Love, love, love. Because guess what? God said we all are filthy rags, meaning that you don't know what you're going to do. If you don't have his Holy Spirit leading guide you, you know, there's a whole bunch of things I could have did, but I had to learn self-control. A lot of people don't know self-control. Self-control is simply controlling yourself. Control yourself. Control your urges. You know?
I'm not a singer, but I'm sure one of y'all know how to sing this. I learned how to live holy. I learned how to live right. Y'all remember that old school song? I'm not a singer. You go, I learned how to live holy.
Oh.
I learned how to live right. Y'all don't remember that? Oh, yeah, but them old folks had something to tell you. You had to learn how to live holy. Yeah, because if I suffer,
means eternal life.
There you go. Yeah, so you got to learn how to live holy.
Like
I mean, I am talking about I'm not a Greg Shell. I'm not, you know what I mean?
But you can say it. You got a great voice and DJ Prayer, too, and Brother Grace, too. Let's go ahead and get it before we get ready to leave. We got 26 minutes behind the hour 12. Let's go ahead and do a little old collaboration real quick. I'm going to get it started. Brother Grace, you know I'm going to need your help now. Let's get it. Okay, here we go. Glory, glory. Go ahead, Brother Grace.
Hallelujah.
DJ Prayer.
Since I let my burns down.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Since I laid
my burdens down.
Wait a minute.
I feel better.
I feel better.
So much. Come on, bring your offerings, bring them quickly. Let's bring them quickly.
Bring them to the storehouse. Bring them to the storehouse. I can put it in my house.
Bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse so that there may be meat in mine house. And who with me now here with, says the Lord of hosts. If I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Can somebody please get a benediction? Because I got to go. Somebody got to do a benediction. I got to go. I got to go. Bless. Three times.
Bless. Thank you, brother. Bless. Thank you, brother Grace. We want to thank y'all. You know, we're about to get to the close of the Greg Shell Show. Tomorrow, hot topic is going to be. It's going to be about tithing. Do you think you should just tithe to the church, or can you tithe to a friend, somebody hungry, you help pay the light bill? What do you think about that? We know that there's an upkeep for the church if the church is doing the right thing. How do y'all feel about that part in terms of tithing? And he said give a tenth to it don't even say to the church. They give a tenth. You know, you give a tenth to your neighbor. You know, somebody needs, come home, or whatever. What do you think about that, brother?
To God. It goes to God. The tenth goes to the God. Now, you want to give 2/3 to the people? Then, okay, that's all right. But if you don't have a whole tenth to give to the church, then you work your way up to that. But it don't really say in the Bible how much to give. It just said that we gave. Okay, but the tenth just comes to be a measurement. Okay, and then also the tenth also was, when farmers farmed their land, they left a tenth of the corner for those that didn't have. So they would farm, but they'd leave that 1/10% of that corner for those that didn't have none. So however you slice it, however you dice it, however you want to do it, your blessings is your blessing. My blessing is my blessing. Little give, little receive. Big prayers, big returns. Little power, little prayer. So with that being said, do what you do.
That is so good, because I want to give more. The more you give, he say, the more he'll give to you. Press down, running over, shaking together, till he give into your bosom. So, with that being said, any closing remarks, DJ Grail, as we get out of here?
I never got my question answered about what happened with.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jake. Hello?
We're here.
Hello?
Okay. I didn't hear y'all. Did you hear me?
J-
Can
y'all
can
hear me?
You. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear either both of y'all now.
Okay, go ahead, because we got less than we actually got less than 2 minutes. We're gonna go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I said I never got to see or hear about what happened with P. Diddy and T.D. Jakes. Yeah, I never talked about that, and I haven't seen it on TV or nothing. So maybe we can discuss what happened tomorrow on the Greg Shell Show.
Yeah, well,
All right.
I mean, we talking about drugs and everything else, so you might well talk about what's in the news. I really want to know what happened because I haven't seen nothing yet. I just seen little memes.
I'm going to have to look at the news. I'm going to look at the news and you know, like I said, for the most part, wow.
That's all we can say.
PDJs, if you're out there, we would love you to call into the Greg Shell Show and tell your side of the story. I'm telling you, you want to hear the facts.
I haven't heard any side of the story. What, PDJ saying he did something and PDJ saying he didn't? Or how's it going? But we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I don't know. I just seen something, and, you know, I don't like to go, but what I seen, I guess it was real. It looked like it was him. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to see what you see. So, we'll see tomorrow.
I want to please the film.
When you said you seen something, and I want to know what it was. I mean, I haven't seen nothing about Peter and TV Jake. I guess because I'm on the website and all of this stuff, so.
I'm going to go ahead and get off this phone so I can go to sleep so tomorrow could come faster.
Actually, let me see what the time I say.
We done.
It looks like we still got 90 minutes.
Oh, no, we gotta wait till tomorrow. Hey, y'all in the
I need to go to sleep. I need tomorrow to hurry up. Come on, let me hear what's going on.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Life lesson, you got any closing remarks?
Oh, that's it. May y'all be blessed today. And just remember Jesus. Always remember Jesus.
Amen, amen. DJ Prayer, closing remarks.
Keep on praising God.
Hey, y'all, I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We are brought to you on behalf of Geno's Best Tasted, the hottest new pop-up restaurant that's going to pop up in a city near you, along with the Greg Shell Dinner Show. Also, we're brought to you on behalf of G2Z's for, you know, a business urban footwear, the hottest new sneaker to hit the world by storm. G2Z's, you can visit them online at www.aliveshoes.com. /G2Z. Also, we're brought to you on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all your staycation needs, you can go to ExploreResorts.com. Also, we're brought to you on behalf of Trail Ride Radio, the hottest new radio station to hit the world by storm. You can visit them online and listen live by going to TrailRideRadio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow, God's willing, same time, same station, TalkRadio.com. You can reach us at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. And I want to let y'all know that our numbers are going up, and we hadn't officially launched yet. We had 171 listeners right now, so we want to thank everyone that's been tuning in on the fly. We're getting ready to go all the way live next week, God's willing, all right? Thank you so much. Official launch is February the 24th, all right? God bless you, and thanks again.